A reading from the book of Job. Job opened his mouth and cursed his day. Job spoke out and said, "Perish the day on which I was born, the night when they said, 'This child is a boy.' Why did I not perish at birth, come forth from the womb and expire? Or why was I not buried away like an untimely birth, like babies that have never seen the light? Wherefore did the knees receive me, or why did I suck at the breasts? For when I should have lain down and been tranquil, had I slept, I should then have been at rest with kings and counselors of the earth who built where now there are ruins, or the princes who had gold and filled their houses with silver. There the wicked cease from troubling, there the weary are at rest. Why is light given to the toilers and life to the bitter in spirit? They wait for death and it comes not. They search for it rather than for hidden treasures, rejoice in it exultantly, and are glad when they reach the grave. Those whose path is hidden from them and whom God has hemmed in. The word of the Lord. Let my prayer come before you, O Lord. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. I put an O in there. I have no idea. O Lord, my God, by day I cry out. At night I clamor in your presence. Let my prayer come before you. Incline your ear to my call for help. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. For my soul is surfeited with troubles, and my life draws near to the netherworld. I am numbered with those who go down into the pit. I am a man without strength. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. My couch is among the dead, like the slain who lie in the grave, whom you remember no more, and who are cut off from your care. Let my prayer come before you, Lord. You have plunged me into the bottom of the pit, into the dark abyss. Upon me your wrath lies heavy, and with all your billows you overwhelm me. Let my prayer come before you, O Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When the days for Jesus to be taken up were fulfilled, he resolutely determined to journey to Jerusalem, and he sent out messengers ahead of him. On the way, they entered a Samaritan village to prepare for his reception there. But they would not welcome him, because the destination of his journey was Jerusalem. When the disciples James and John saw this, they asked, "Lord, you want us to call down fire from heaven and consume them?" And Jesus turned and rebuked them, and they journeyed to another village. The Gospel of the Lord. And so today, especially the first reading, you feel like, oh, geez, what's the point? You know, he's just I should have never been born. I'd have been better if I was never born. And he makes the point again and again and again. But notice, he forgets that God is not done, that God has a plan. And whenever we get focused on ourselves and we think about, you know, our past or the struggles we're going through, we think, oh, what the heck, I shouldn't have been born. And God says, shut up. I have a plan. Stop looking at yourself. Look at me. I have a plan. Huh? And again, if Job would have given that, and eventually he does, but he does a lot of fighting, and I can understand the fighting, but we got to remember that God isn't done. And then we get to the New Testament, and here's James and John. Now, John is the apostle of love. He wasn't there yet, if you noticed. And this apostle of love sits there and says, let's burn them all. Let's kill them all. And God rebukes them. Jesus rebukes them. How many times is God, if we're really listening to God, does he have to rebuke us? Because we think, hey, God, go get those people. God, kill those people. Now, none of us mightn't say that outright. Some of us may. In God's name, God, kill all those people who don't do your will. In your holy name, God, kill all those people who are doing this. And we're wanting God to just punish people. And Jesus rebukes them. Because what does he do? He doesn't come to punish. he comes to die for them. So they did not yet have the heart of God. We need to pray always for the heart of God, knowing God isn't done with us and God isn't done in the world. God has a plan, and we need to look at him and not at us. May you know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us stay.